Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Come on in, come on in. All right, come on in, come on in, let's get it. Come on in, good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, all right, all right. Come on in, come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. All right, come on in, come on in. Let's get it. Good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Come on in. We'll get a few more people in, and we're going to dive straight on into the word, and we're going to dive straight on into the message this morning. Come on in, come on in. Let's get it, let's get it. That's good. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. Come on in over here on StreamYard with all of the other. Come on in. Hey, Lorena. Lorena, I'm still waiting on it. I promise you I got you, though. I promise you I got you. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all for joining. Thank you all so much for joining. I appreciate you joining. All right. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. Now, we're getting ready to get straight on into prayer real quick, and then after we get into prayer, we're going to go into the word, and then I got 6 points for you, and then I'm going to go ahead and get off. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for all that you have done last week in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to rise again this morning. God, I pray for my wife and my children and my grandchildren, God. I pray for their safety, God. I pray for their spirit, God. I pray, God, for their minds, their body, and their soul, God. I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to allow them to walk in the path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake. I pray that you continue to cover them and protect them from all manner of evil, as well as the seen and the unseen. I pray over my mother right now, God. I pray, God, that you continue to keep her in her right mind and her health, God. I thank you, God, for my siblings, God. I thank you, Lord, that you're restoring everything, God, that the enemy has taken away from them, God, and I pray for their children and their children's children, God, and I pray right now, God, for each generation afterwards. I pray for my in-laws, God. I pray for Fernando Bailey and his family, God. I pray right now, God, for all of my friends and loved ones, God. I pray over our businesses, God. I pray, God, that you continue, God, to move us in a mighty way. I ask right now, Lord, that I decrease in day, and as you increase, speaking through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. I pray, God, if there's anything that's blocking me from being able to do your will today, God, I rebuke it right now, and I release it right now, God. I come, God, with a repentant heart, God, of anything that I have spoken, said, and done that is not pleasing in your eyes, God. I repent right now publicly, God. I pray right now, Father God, that you forgive me, God, and allow me to continue to be in right standings with you. And I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. Things that I didn't deserve, God. Things that we didn't deserve. But you continue to give it to us, God. We thank you. We'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name. Pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen. 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 God, my allergies again. But you know what? God got us. God got me this morning. God got me this morning. I want to talk to you all for a moment in reference to the book of John, John the fourth chapter. And I'm only going to read a few verses, but I'm going to give you backdrop on this particular chapter. John, the fourth chapter. John, the fourth chapter. And the verses that we're going to be looking at is verses 23 through 26. But I want to build this here so that you can understand the story. I love to give illustrations once I've read something and understood it in the spiritual aspect and understand the what, who, why, when, the where, and the ifs. Come on, somebody. See, when we're reading, we got to read with understanding, and all you're getting is understanding. We can't just read and quote something and then run with it and think that that's what it's about, because, see, we're not doing our homework. We're not studying. We're not looking at scriptures and then looking at it from a perspective of Let's see what happened then versus how can we implement it now, or if it can be implemented right now. Come on, somebody. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. See, we quote scriptures out of context, and we never look at it in contextual purposes, period. So I'm going to give you the backdrop of John 4. John 4 talks about Jesus and the woman of Samaria. You remember this story. If you don't, I'm about to give it to you real quick, fast, and in a hurry. Listen, go back and read it later, and you'll get an understanding of it. When Jesus and his disciples, because he was still making disciples and, you know, having to baptize and all of those things. So when Jesus was with this woman, after the Pharisees heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John was at the moment, which Jesus never did baptize it, but, you know, of course, he orchestrated everything. So what ended up happening was he left Judea and he departed again for Galilee, right? So I'm going to paraphrase this for you so you can understand, because see, on all you'll get it, you got to get understanding. Listen. So when he began to journey, you know, he was with his disciples, but he departed from his disciples and they went on up to the mountain or whatever. So Jesus was there and he was sitting there and he saw this woman at the well, right? And Jesus went to her and started talking to her. And see, this is what we need to understand. I want y'all to get this here and I want you to get a quick listen. Jesus went and talked to a complete stranger, and she didn't look like him. She didn't act like him. And he knew all about her, but he still went and talked to her. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes we get so caught up and we don't want to talk to folks because they don't look like us. They don't act like us. They don't speak like us. And they don't dress like us. Come on, someone. And at the end of the day, they're still God's children. If Jesus himself went and talked to someone that he knew was a sinner, but he knew that they needed some different type of water, why can't we do that in today's society? Why are we sitting here downing each other? Why are we sitting here beating down on each other? As soon as someone does something in our community, everybody want to dive in on it. Everybody want to jump in on it and really think, listen, and really think that it's okay to dive in on someone because one person has done something out of the line of God. Where's the grace then? See, a lot of people want grace, but they're not willing to give grace. A lot of people want godliness, but they're not willing to walk in the authority of God and walk in the power of God and walk in the love of God. A lot of people want things done, but they're not willing to do the work. Come on, somebody. A lot of people want things, but not willing to put in the work for those things. They want to pray and ask God to just give it to them. They want to ask people to just give it to them. Nobody owes you absolutely nothing in this world. Nobody owes you absolutely nothing in this world. When you get an opportunity, you seize the opportunity, you allow God to lead you to all truth and understanding of that. You allow God to place the correct people in your life. And listen, everybody is not going to come to you all soft spoken. Sometimes people are going to come direct and it's going to be just like a knife cutting you. Get the message and stop shooting the messenger is what I'm trying to tell you. Come on, somebody. Get the message and stop trying to shoot the messenger. Every message is not going to be sugar-coated, and every message is not going to be a cotton candy given to you. But once you understand and you mature enough, and when a person gives you something and gives you that under the authority and the power of God, that's when people began to say, oh, I received that. I'm going to get out of my feelings. I'm going to get out of my own way. Sometimes you can't receive the truth because you're not ready to receive it anyway. Doesn't matter about how nobody do it. Doesn't matter how nobody deliver it. You're still going to be in your feelings only because that's what you've been walking in all these years, your feelings and your emotions. And that's why you're still stuck in the same position that you're in right now, only because you are afraid to just accept the truth and walk in it after you accept it. When you start denying the truth, this is where the problem comes in. You then deny your blessings. Let me say it again. When you start denying the truth coming to you, you start denying your blessings because you're blocking your own blessings. When someone is coming to you and they're delivering something to you. You may not like the delivery. I was told this morning that my delivery sometimes is kind of harsh, a little bit. I'm guilty as charged. But sometimes people need that. They don't need the gentle parenting, the gentle spouse, the gentle father, the gentle granddad, grandmama, auntie. No. When you're ready to receive the truth, let me tell you what happens. You remove your feelings and you get those facts and you run like never before. When you begin and you're ready to receive the truth, you don't care how it's coming, as long as it's coming and you're ready to receive it. That part. Guilt is charged, like I said, but at the end of the day, you got to understand how God wants you to move, and he's not going to always come with a small, still voice. Sometimes you're going to get somebody loud and country and ghetto, kind of like myself, to deliver it to you for you to get it on your level. I ain't going to always be that person that's like, yes, you know, let's go. I'd be like, you need to get your butt together. Get your stuff together. Don't nobody want to hear nothing about it. Oh, sit it down. Shut it down. Zip it. I don't want to hear it. You need to listen. You got two ears and you got one mouth. Listen more than you talk and you'll learn twice as much in a lifetime. I don't want to hear your excuses. Excuses are for those who give them. Solutions are for those who want to make a difference. I don't do excuses. I do solutions. When you come to me, I'm going to listen. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give you what you need. That's why we have a 5-star rating. We're going to give you what you need. But I'll give you what you want. We'll give you what you need so you get what you want later. I hope someone is with me. And I hope you don't think that I'm coming on here to just go off. I hope you listen. And I hope you understand that. Period. I hope you understand that. See, a lot of times people think that you're supposed to come like, you know, the Lord said, no. Sometimes you got to go straight in hood. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got to go in straight hood. Everybody is not going to receive you, and everybody is not your assignment. When I learn my assignment, I get over there and I do my assignment. Everybody in my assignment, everybody, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and everybody in my cup of tea either, or coffee. I don't even drink coffee, so I'll let you know something, that I'm not all about trying to conform. I'm about transforming the mind. When you transform the mind, you transform the heart. When you transform the heart, you transform your actions. Come on, somebody. So let me get back here real quick. See, the Holy Ghost had me to go there. But let me tell you, John 4. So when Jesus and the woman of Samaria, listen, everybody talked about her. Everybody knew she was sleeping with everybody else's husband. Come on, let me. I'm going to give it to you like the stories used to give back in the day. What is it, One Life to Live and all that. Everybody knew that she was messing with this husband, this man, that man. Everybody knew that she was a little loose. Everybody knew she was a little side chick. I'm going to give it to you, Rod, really. Now listen. See, she was a side chick several times. Come on, somebody. Come on, work with me. Work with me. Don't try to act like y'all holier than thou. Listen, come on, work with me. She was a side chick several times. But see, this is what Jesus did when he went to the water, went to the well. And I love how Jesus does it. When he went to the well, he looked at her and he says, give me water. And she was like, look, it's deep down there. I ain't got no bucket and you ain't got nothing. You ain't brought nothing either. You ain't even brought nothing. But then Jesus turned it. He flipped it. He flipped it, y'all. Listen. He flipped it and said, the water that I give is for everlasting life. The water I give brings you life. The water I give, you will never thirst again. Once you have a touch from God, you will never go back to be the same. You may have residue of some things that you got going on in your life from your past. You are not that same person. Hear me clearly. You are not that same person. I promise you, you're not. Stop letting people tell you, oh, you're still the same. Stop conversating with those people because they will never look at your present because they're so quick to look at your past. Come on, somebody. They would never look at your present because they're so quick to look at your past. I got a past. You got a past. We all got a past. You got a past. You got a past. You got a past. You ain't got no cause, but you got. Yes, I'm like, oh, you got a past. You got a past. Everybody got a past. Come on, somebody. Everybody got one. But one thing about my past is I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. You know why? Because I'm in my present. That means that I have passed that test. Now I'm over here in this test. Come on, somebody. I'm over here in this test. See, whenever God is getting ready to test you, he's getting ready to move you. Come on, somebody. Whenever God is getting ready to test you, he's getting ready to move you. You're not going to stay in the same position. You're not going to stay in the same mindset. When God gets ready to move you, he is going to shift some things in your life. Come on, somebody. He's going to shift some things in your life. And he's going to remove people and places and things out of your life. Not saying that they're bad people. But in this season, you can't have them in your presence right now. Because, see, the gift can't be unwrapped with some people around you. Need y'all to catch that in the spirit. The gifts can't be unwrapped around certain people because God knows what's said behind closed doors that you don't know what they're saying to you, to your face. They smile at your face all the time. They won't take your place. What they say, backstabbers. Come on, somebody. You got a lot of people like that. They love you here, but they talk about you here. Leave them back there because in the present is where you're trying to unwrap the gifts. Yeah, plural. Gifts that God has for you. And what God was doing, he saw something in her. He didn't look at the exterior. See, we're so quick to look at people and talk about, oh, look how she dressed. She come to the church house looking like that. Oh, he ain't got no suit on. God is not worried about what the girl or that man got on walking up in there. When God says, come as you are, he's talking about your heart. And that means that if that heart is saying, hey, this is all I got and this is what I'm going to wear, that's it. Or if this is what I'm comfortable with wearing, then that's it. But of course, you ain't coming out with everything hanging and loose and all that. You ain't coming with gray sweats and all that. You ain't doing all that. Come on, put you some black ones on. Don't do all that. Cover this up. Just saying. See, a lot of people don't want to understand the power of elevating the mind, elevating the spirit, elevating the heart, and elevating your physical. Everybody don't understand what elevation means. Elevation means that you got to stop doing things with certain people and you got to go to the next level or the next people, the next set of people that it has for you. Not saying that you're looking down on them. If you're the smartest person in your group, it's time for you to move to a group that's smarter than you so you take some more information back to them so they can elevate too. Friends want friends to win. Friends don't look at other friends as competition. Can be said again, somebody need to hear that. Friends want other friends to win. They don't want to compete with their friends. Catch that in spirit. But anyway, listen. So when Jesus told her the water that he gives her, she would never thirst again. Now he got her attention, right? And she says, well, what water is that? Because right now I'm thirsty because I'm trying to get out of here and I'm trying to do all this stuff. What water do you have that I've been drinking and I'm still thirsty? God says, Jesus says, the water that you're drinking now is going to continue to give you a thirst, right? But the water that I'm going to give you, you would never thirst again. The water that he was talking about was the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. See, the water that he was talking about was once he allows the Holy Spirit to dwell in her, she will never have to thirst again for anything. That means that everything that she needs is in her. And I want y'all to know everything that you need is already in you. Everything that you need is already in you. So the woman ended up telling him, you know, I want this water. I literally want this water. And this is what he said in verses 23 and 24. This is what he says to her. And I want y'all to really catch this right here because y'all know I left religion a long time ago and I'm walking to spirituality and never will go back to religion. Listen, 23 through 26, he says, but the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And this is what Jesus replied back. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. I who speak to you am he. And he was telling her straight up, baby, you are in the presence of royalty. And what I'm about to fulfill you with and fill you up with, you will have a piece of this royalty. What I am, you will become. Who I am, you will become a part of. And it will be a representation of me. Powerful. If Jesus can talk to people that's outside the church building, if Jesus can talk to people that don't look like him, if Jesus can talk to people that he knows all about their background, who are we that we ain't got together where we run around here trying to judge folks? Like, your stuff don't stay. I said, listen. A lot of people try to minimize their dirt and maximize your dirt. We all made of dirt. It's just like a dusty wind when we get together, because you ain't no better than nobody else. Come on, somebody. You ain't no better than nobody else. We all got our own stuff. When people try to hit below the belt, this is what you do. Walk away. Because that's a them problem. It ain't a you problem. When people try to hit below the belt and try to make it seem like you're not this or whatever, that's their opinion. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That's their opinion. They don't have anything to do with you. Nothing. There are 6 points that I want to dive in on. And I want someone to type these up for me, please. There are 6 points that I want you to write down and type up for me, please. And thank you. Well, the topic today, first of all, is the shift is here. Let's put that up first. The topic today is the shift is here. The shift is here. The shift is here. Point number one. In life, change is inevitable, so we must embrace change. In life, change is inevitable, but we must embrace change. Again, in life, change is inevitable, but we must embrace change. We must embrace change. When we learn to accept change and adapt, we have to learn to adapt first and foremost. Change ain't easy, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Let me be transparent with y'all. Change is not easy for me. When I'm so used to doing stuff, I'm just going to be transparent. Listen, a lot of pastors act like they got to get this. Change is hard for me at times. I'll be very transparent. And with that being said, I have my stubborn moments, okay? I have my stubborn moments. And those moments are sometimes not good, but I have to acknowledge that, hey, we all got some work to do. None of us are there yet. None of us. But we must understand what that means. The more we know, the more we grow. The more we know, the more we grow. Embrace that change. It's inevitable. You're going to change either for the good or for the bad, whichever way you want. choose, because it's your choice. Listen, it's your choice. It ain't nobody else's choice. Nobody's going to make you change. You have to choose to change. We got to stop with the narrative of, well, if he don't do this, I ain't going to do this. Well, if she don't do this, I ain't going to. Stop being petty. Stop being petty. Like, for real, for real. Stop it. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. So in life, change is inevitable. We must learn to embrace change. And embracing change causes us also to adapt to a new way of thinking and moving and living. Come on. Just saying, listen, we are getting to a point where we're getting too old. Well, I'm going to speak for me. I'm getting too old to be in a cycle. I'm not doing no cycle. I don't do cycles. I break cycles. I ain't not with it. I'm 52. I'm not about to break not one more sweat over dealing with people and their drama because they're not ready to change. If they're not ready to change, I'll change my conversations, because see, the more that you keep repeating yourself, it's like you're wasting time and money and energy. Period. Period. Point number two. let me see. Lorena, I don't know if you got number one. In life, change is inevitable, and we must embrace change. Again, in life, change is inevitable, and we must embrace change. Thank you. Amen. Amen, lady. Amen. Good morning. Now look at point number two. Well, listen to point number two. Someone type this up. With every shift comes the opportunity for growth and transformation. Hey, listen, listen, listen. With every shift comes the opportunity for growth and transformation. With every shift comes the opportunity for growth and transformation. What do I mean by that? Here's the thing. When you have an opportunity to grow, and you're ready to transform to the next level of your life, and transforming means that you're moving. Transforming means that you're moving. Come on, transforming means that you're moving. You're not stuck in the same position. You're moving, and you're moving out the way, and you're getting things in place. But you got to understand that when you begin to grow, you outgrow some people. I need y'all to listen. When you begin to grow, you begin to outgrow certain people, certain conversations, certain places you used to go, certain things you used to do. Not saying that you're better than them. You are in another position, and God is calling you a little bit higher in your life to do certain things on that level. You can no longer hang out, do all this other stuff that everybody else is doing, because they're not headed where you're headed. This is why a lot of people don't succeed in being successful in the way that God wants them to. Because you're so quick to jump on the wagon with everything that goes on and everybody's doing. This is a society now. As soon as something pops off on the internet, the challenge, one of the challenges, you got the kid over here, you put him in the bathroom, curse and say anything that you wanted to say, get it out. And you fend this stuff like it's cute. It's not. It's sickening. Be some parents and stop being friends with your kids and stop trying to be their homeboy, their homegirl. Be a parent, for God's sake. But then you wonder why these kids are twerking at the age of 2 and 3. Well, they got grandmothers out here twerking too. So at the same time, hey, I digress. Yeah, anyway, hey, I didn't go there. With every shift comes the opportunity for growth and transformation. With that being said, listen, you got to learn to use those opportunities at that moment to understand the transformation that God is getting ready to do in your life. You have to understand that God is getting ready to move on your behalf when you are moving. in his behalf. Come on, somebody. God is moving on your behalf when you get ready to move in his behalf, in his behalf, in his behalf, inward, inward. God is dwelling on the inside of you. And he says that you must worship him in spirit and in truth, not in religion. Nobody cares if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, nobody cares. Spirit and truth. In spirit and in truth. One more time. In spirit and in truth. So in other words, when you operate in the spirit of God, you operating in the truth of God. When you're operating in the spirit of God, you're operating in the truth of God. And sometimes people don't understand that the two go hand in hand. The two go hand in hand. It's important that you understand your own relationship with God. It's important that you understand whose you are and who you are in Christ. It's important for you to know. When everybody say, oh, it's a fairy tale thing that y'all going through, God ain't real, that's their experience. Don't even try to argue with people. I don't argue with people. When people come in my lives, they be like, there you go again, preaching about these fairy tale God, he ain't real. Glad I got a moderator. Just block them. Because what we're not about to do is go backwards and forwards. If that's what you believe, why are you on my line? Take it to the left. That's all I'm saying. To the left, that's it. I don't need to try to entertain, try to make you believe the way I believe. I'm not doing all that. I'm not a scientist about it. Everybody has science of you, and I can understand that. I got enough wisdom and understanding to know that difference. Allergies, you know, I'm sorry. Part number two, again, with every shift comes the opportunity for growth and transformation. Point number three, remain resilient, because the shift may bring uncertainty and discomfort. Let me rephrase that. The shift may bring uncertainty and discomfort, but remain resilient. Resilient. The shift may bring uncertainty and discomfort, but remain resilient. Say it again. Listen. The shift may bring uncertainty and discomfort, but remain resilient. What do I mean by that? Listen. Sorry, my allergies acting. But I'm gonna get through this anyway. When you understand that whatever you're going through is gonna strengthen you, you'll go through it with much poise and much couth and much authority, and you'll go through it with faith, not doubt. So a lot of y'all are doubting God, because he's not doing it the way you want him to do it. Listen, some of y'all are doubting God because he ain't doing it the way you want him to do it, and y'all rejecting people because they don't look the way that you think that they should look to deliver something to you. I've had an alcoholic sit down with me, talk to me, and I listened to him, and I listened very attentively to what he was saying. And he says, well, Doc, I know I can't tell you too much because you got all the degrees on that wall up yonder, and certifications. And I said, that's what I've done. And the office lady, I said, that's what I've done. That's not who I am. Who I am is a human being that's still a student and always will be a student. I don't know everything, but I know that everything is out there to be known. Oh, that's a bar. Listen, I don't know everything, but I know that there's everything out there to be known. Call somebody. It is what it is. It is what it is. We cannot get so comfortable with when we stop learning. I have certifications and stuff because I keep learning, and I want to continue to learn, and I want to continue to evolve, And I'm going to continue to do whatever else that I want to do before I, well, even after I retire. I'm still going to work, you know, certain things. But, and I'm retiring from the field December 31st, 2024. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. 30 years, thank you, Lord. And I've said a lot. Thank you, Lord. Yes. So at the end of the day, I'm always a student. I'm always willing to learn. I'm always willing to teach. I'm always willing to correct and be corrected. But when you do a correction, don't do correction because you're trying to say negative stuff that you've always wanted to say to a person. Now you're getting it all out of words. It ain't going to be received well. It's not. It's not going to be received well. Thank you, Lorraine. Yep, 30 years. Right. Woo, 30 years. Yeah. But this is my 30th year in the field. Point number four. The shift is a chance for you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Say it again, someone typed it up. The shift is a chance for you to take action and make positive changes in your life. The shift is a chance for you to take action and make a positive change in your life. Be proactive. Listen, thank you so much. Listen, be proactive. Be proactive, y'all, because see, sometimes we're not proactive on things, and then we go reacting, acting a fool. Like, serious, I'm just going to say it. If you're proactive and you're getting things in alignment, then God will be in alignment with you. But if you're all over the place and then you want God to just automatically do it, he doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. He doesn't just answer what you want. He will answer what you need in due season. See, I want $2 million and I can fully retire and just run the businesses or have someone to run out for me. But he gave it to me like that. You know why? Because he ain't ready for me to fully retire. He just ready for me to retire from 30 years over there. Yeah. Am I hiring more people? Yep. Because when December 31st here, I don't want nothing stopping me at all. When December 31st here, I don't want nothing stopping me from that particular field. Now, I'm still going to do counseling and coaching and all that in the office. And assessments, and all, I'm still going to do all that right in the office. Yep. It went from one office to six offices. Yes, we all have our stuff, me, my wife, and my children. Yep, I had to lay the foundation for it to be done. And I ain't trying to toot my own horn. I'm just giving God thanks because I had to be that leader. Not just this, I had to be that leader. Some people get upset when I say, you know, the stuff that I've done, and oh, you seem like you're bragging. That's how you're taking it. That now I see how you feel about me. So don't ever be saying anything else to you about nothing, because that sounds like a little hatering going on, because you're still not going to stop me. You're not. Been doing this forever. Of course, I'd have laid the foundation out for my family. That's what God called me for. Not stupid. See, if a lot of men knew their role, even if their wives don't understand the role, you still got to roll on. And then they'll get it later. Come on, women. Come on, work with me. I ain't trying to be funny, but some of y'all women, sometimes y'all don't get it. You know, and men be coming to me and they be like, man, my wife, I said, may God give you the vision. May God call you to be the leader. It wasn't a conference call. And when he gave you the vision, it wasn't a Zoom call. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Your wife will be in alignment. Because when you are in alignment with God, I don't care how she feels, she's gonna get up in line. Period. Your feelings are not going to stop that. A real man, your feelings are not going to stop a man from being a man and doing what God called him to do. Oh, no. Because later on, you'll come back and apologize and say, well, I didn't see it at the time. It wasn't for you to see it. It was for you to just walk in blind faith. Look at God. Look at God. Y'all got to walk in blind faith. Need y'all to hit me, women. You got a man, he ain't perfect. You got a woman, she ain't perfect. But when that man is led by God, he ain't going to be led by God 24/7, and neither you. When you see him straying, pray for him. Don't put your mouth on him and run your mouth telling him what he ain't doing, when you know what he has done. Don't try to discredit him because you're in your feelings now. Don't try to discredit her because you're in your feelings now. See, somebody need to hear that. That's a shift. Somebody need to hear that. Yeah. Somebody needed to hear that. I don't know why I went off like that on that tangent. Somebody needed to hear that. If you don't trust a man that you with, then you don't trust the God that you asked him for. You asked God for that type of man. And he became that type of man. And he still evolved. That means he ain't doing it. You ask for that type of woman, that means she ain't doing it. Yeah. I do want to be able to do a podcast or a show, man. What to call it? On relationships. How many of y'all would actually tune in if I did that? I would add my wife if she wanted to come on. I would add her too. But I definitely want to do something on relationships because everybody ain't talking real. I'm raw and real. Everybody ain't ready for the truth about marriage. They still in the honeymoon stage. They still watching folks on TV and really believe that that junk exists. You don't. Writing a book right now. Writing a book right now. Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay. Number five. During times of change, it is crucial to lean on your support system and collaborate. During times of change, it is crucial to lean on your support system and collaborate. Someone typed in the form. Let me say it again. During times of change, it is crucial to lean on your support system and collaborate. I'm just saying. Just saying. That's right, Christopher. So during times of change, it's crucial to lean on your support system and collaborate. But there's a flip side to that one, even when I wrote it out. Listen. You got to collaborate with the right people, with the right motives, and the right mindset, and the right spirit. Because then you don't have to be asked the question if they're literally for you or against you. Some people will come to you and you think that they're for you. But they're not. At all. At all. They're not. But when you're collaborating, you know. You will know. Amen. Yep, you will know. Good job, Chris. Very good. God given love is best. If you give us and made everything about us, they will love. That's right. If you can't fall in love with God and yourself, you cannot understand to give love because you can't give something that you don't have. Just saying. Point number six, trust that the shift is happening for a reason and that better things are on the way. Listen up. Trust that the shift is happening for a reason and that better things are on the way. You say it again. Trust that the shift is happening for a reason and that better things are on the way. There you go, son. Shifting ain't easy. Shifting is not easy. I'll be very honest with you. But it's necessary for your growth. Shifting is not easy, but it's necessary for your growth. The more you grow, the more you know in this life. And the more that you know in this life, the more that you're going to continue to grow into the man or the woman that God has ordained for you to be. Come on, somebody, I'm just saying. Because we get to a point where we want to stop growing because we feel like we have arrived. We have not. We have not. We have not. We have not yet arrived. We're still arriving. We are still in the labor stage. We're still in the labor stage. We're not finished. We'll never be finished until we hear him say, good, welcome home, good and thy faithful servant. Well done. Well done. So until you close your eyes, until you leave this natural earth, keep evolving. Keep evolving. Keep evolving. Well, Christopher, thank you. Man. Welcome in. I'm like Lorena. Welcome in, Chris. I appreciate that. Chris, you said I felt persecuted at first, questioning my intentions, but it's not my understanding to understand. That's right. It's not your understanding. It's not your job to try to understand other people that don't understand you and what you're doing for God. It's not for them to even approve you to do what God called you to do. Y'all waiting on people to approve you when God says that you've already been what ordained for this. When God called you, he equipped you. Come on, somebody. When God called you, he equipped you with everything that you need. But you got to stop walking around here afraid to know what God has called you to do, all because other people are questioning you. They question Jesus. They question me. Even when they questioned Jesus, he didn't even have to give them an answer. He just became who he said he was. I'm becoming who God says that I am, not who you think that I should be. What God says I am and who God says I am. I'm not concerned about how other people feel about it. That ain't my problem. That ain't my business. That's them. That's them. That ain't got to do with me. My allergies mess up with that. But anyway, I want you all to go to my website and go on and order your shirts. I got some shirts coming in. I got some more coming in. But go ahead and get your orders in on your shirts and t-shirts. I got my clothing line. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Got more designs coming. Lorraine, I want you to type these websites in for me. For my clothing line, I need y'all to type in www.dtnapparel.com. .org. So it's www.d as a David, T as a Tom, N as a Nancy, apparel all together, APPAREL, APPAREL.org. Please type that up, somebody. Thank you, thank you. I try to be the best inspiration that God has called me to be. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. That really means a lot. So I typed that up for me. It's www.dtnapparel.org. ftnapparel.org. That is my website for the clothing. Oh, okay, Christopher, do me a favor, inbox me, please. Follow me and inbox me. I appreciate that. Good. Very good. So that's www.dtnapparel.org. Did you get it, Lorena? Let me see. Let's see, can I put it over on the other APPARL.org? Put this over here for. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. So that's the first website. Now, the second website, when you want your counseling and your coaching and all of those things, you put in www.nicholscounselingservices.org. That's www.nicholscounseling.org. So that's www.nicholscounselingservices.org. Thank you, Christopher. You say, young man, thank you. 52, but thank you. I take it. So let's get these websites. I'm trying to put it in over here in Instagram. Let's see. So there's NicholsCounselingServices.org. That's www.nicholscounselingservices.org. That's right. That is so true. So true, Chris. Not the clothes that makes the man, it's the walk we take. That's good. I love it. Were you all able to type those two in? Because I got two more. I got four businesses we got going on, so me and my wife got two together, and I got the other two that I have. Okay, the counseling is www.NicholsCounselingServices.org. So there's www.nicholscounselingservices.org. Thank you so much, Jane. I appreciate that. I guess I need to get on here more, huh? Oh, good job, Chris. Yeah. Good job. Well, Chan, I'm glad that we could help you be cheered up today. I know you were sad earlier, you just said that, but I'm glad that you were able to get on this live this morning and something was said that resonated in your spirit and brought you peace, comfort, and joy. Peace, comfort, and joy. All right, did you get that one? That's right, life is not hard. Bingo. Probably said my voice is soothing. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Really appreciate that. I think I need to do more podcasting though, for real. Because then a lot of people can just listen to me while they're riding in their cars or walking on the treadmill or whatever. Okay, and then my next one is, all right, my next one is this here, is for my mentoring, my nonprofit mentoring program where we have our youth, and we are making such a big difference because now I've hired more people on board to assist with that because I started in 2007, and it was mainly boys, and I mentored 300 young men by myself before I brought someone else on. Before I brought anybody on, it was 300 young men that I mentored by myself. It was more like 20 or 30 kids per year that I was having. And now some of them coming back to work with us. Look at God. What do you do? What do you do? They were like 12 and 13 when they started, and now they're like 32 and coming back to work. Oh, I know what you're saying, Shane. I know what you're saying. Yes, they definitely do. Yeah. And I never say that kids are at risk. I always say that they're at potential, because they are. You just got to help them develop it. You just got to help them develop it. I never say kids are at risk. They are at potential. They ain't at risk of nothing. People put them at risk when they keep saying that craziness. Words are powerful. So we have to be careful on what we open our mouths and speak, because we have power and we have authority. We can't just walk around here speaking all of these negative energy and stuff. Energy is real. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Energy is real. Let's see. Did you get the other one? It's www.trueunityventuringinc.com. That's www.trueunityventuringinc.org. That's my nonprofit that you guys can donate to help us continue to keep these kids off the street, do something positive. We do the boxing with them. We do the financial literacy. We do a positive mind set. We do anger management. We do we deal with the behavior. What we call it, working with the best, BEST is our acronym. We work with the behavior, we work with the education, we work with the as a support system to the kids, and we also deal with time management, holding them accountable for what their time is used for. With all the other extra stuff that's going on out there in the world, we don't need them to be discombobulated, so that's why they're here each week. You know, so we can continue to pour to them. But you have to speak positive now. You just say that you have anxiety, it doesn't have you. You have anxiety, and you are also being aware that you need to have a cure for that. Don't be anxious for nothing, but in all things give prayer and thanks to God. Don't put yourself in a position. This is what I tell my clients. When you have anxiety, it's because you're overthinking something that you have no control over. This is where your faith really has to come into. This is where your faith really, really has to come into play. Affirmation to a better life. Understand flood the children. Affirmation. Oh, they really do. They really do. So we got www.dtnapparel.org. That's my site for the clothing line. You guys can and you guys can go ahead and order of that. I appreciate it. Got some more stuff coming in. So then we got NicholsCounselingServices.org, the counseling needs, as well as your life coaching, spiritual coaching, all of that. And it's national, so we can do it through Zoom, phone call, in person, whatever. So that's NicholsCounselingServices.org. That's www.NicholsCounselingServices.org. Then we got the mentoring, the nonprofit. www.TrueUnityMentoringInc.org. www.TrueUnityInc.org. And my last one, I told you we got four businesses. That is so true, Christian. I try to give as much as I can. Also, I am now certified to do DNA testing in all 50 states. Thank you, my friend. She said, I juggled them all well. Thank you. Nichols Diagnostics. So I do DNA testing so I can be like Barbara. You are not the father. You are the father. I would always want to say that, but not in a joking way, because that ain't cute for somebody to have to find out that way. So when people need to find out, I think they need to, if you're not married, I think that you said, Doc, you worked me this morning. But as soon as that shirt come in, I got you. I promise you, sis. I got you covered. I appreciate you so much. But I think I'm going to get another contract. But this time it's going to be with the hospitals to be able to get the DNA testing done as soon as the baby comes out. Give Jay a few days. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. But anyway, like I said, so the sermon topic was the shift is here. And the shift right now, in this season of your lives, right now, is where you need to be. But stop reshifting. Listen, I don't know who needs to hear this. Listen. The shift is now. Stop reshifting. The more we reshift back, the less chance that we can shift forward. The more we shift back, the less we shift forward. And in this season, God is trying to move us to a better place. We got to trust the process. The process don't always look good, y'all. The process does not always look good, but it's worth it. It is worth it. It is worth it. Trust the process and gain the progress. Period. Period. That's it. To lose oneself is to find much we find ourselves. That's true. Sometimes you have to lose the old identity in order to unpeel the new identity. There are different layers in our lives that we are not unlayered yet. Yeah. There are different layers that we have that we're still not yet revealed yet. But it's coming. Trust the process. Everything that you have gone through has put you in a position to be where you are today. Listen. Everything that you have gone through has put you in a position today to go on through to the next level. You're right where you're supposed to be right now in this season. You are right where you need to be in this season of your life. Where is this stuff to go? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. He's telling me, okay, anyway. I don't know. Can y'all still see me on, anyway? But anyway, so I'm getting ready to head off of here. TikTok. See you guys next week. Same time, same place. Be blessed, but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off. Go ahead and get those websites and tap into it. Tap into it. All right, I'm trying to close it out. It's not letting me. Be blessed. That's telling me to resume. Am I there? Okay. All right. All right. Instagram. Thank you guys so much for joining. Look at the websites that I have. Go on websites, order, and go ahead and get your sessions in as far as, you know, all of the things that you need done. We got you covered. All right, y'all, be blessed but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off. And all right. And everybody over here, because y'all know it's about 7 different platforms over here, StreamYard. All right, YouTube, thank you all so much. Oh, yes, yes. Sometimes you got to do that, Tracy. That's right. Sometimes you got to do that. Thank you all so much for joining YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn. I think that's it. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining. Be blessed, but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off.